We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, sweet viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Dahan Ub Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Ta, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company, Channel 65. In Hotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Wan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chowan Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Gaoshan County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. And in Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand citizens support the ban of smoking in cars. In veg news, the plant-based diet gains popularity in Argentina. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 22nd, is Mali's Independence Day, celebrating its self-ruled attained in 1960. Mali has a rich history, including the city of Timbuktu, which was an internationally famous center of Islamic culture and is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site. Other UNESCO sites include the Cliff of Bandiagara, which shows the example of remarkable architecture. The old towns of Djenne have been inhabited since 250 BCE and were the heart of Islamic learning and pilgrimage. The Great Mosque of Djenne is the largest adobe building in the world. We wish the people of Mali a fulfilling Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Bhutan hit by strong earthquake. At least 7 people have lost their lives in a 6.3 magnitude tremor that caused houses to collapse in the eastern districts of Mangar and Trashigang and damaged regional monasteries. In Bhutan's capital city of Thimphu, people fled from buildings in fear as the quake sent tremors that were felt as far away as Bangladesh, Tibet, China, and Assam, India.
On September 21st, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately offered $15,000 in aid, asking our nearby association members to go to help the desperate, orphaned, elderly, and others most in need, while conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers. This amount could purchase $135,000 in emergency supplies in the United States, based on the cost of living in Bhutan.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's swift and attentive care for the quake afflicted. Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones, and we pray for the protection of the region's residents as they work to recover the normalcy of their daily lives. Let us all strive for more caring stewardship of our earth, so that distressing calamities as these may subside.
Flooding rains in southern USA. Areas of Oconee County in South Carolina were damaged by a strong storm that arrived during the weekend, with over 8 inches of rainfall that caused road closures throughout the region. Some smaller dams also broke and even bridges were submerged as residents voluntarily evacuated some areas. Oconee County Emergency Management Director Rodney Burdett said, "This is the worst flooding we've had since Hurricane Ivan in 2004. In North Carolina, several counties were also affected by road closures as well. There were no reports of serious injuries or casualties. We thank heaven for the safety of the storm affected, wishing everyone a soon recovery of their normal day-to-day lives as we pray that such potential disasters are further minimized through our earth-sustaining choices."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Arab Emirates donates to U.S. Children's Hospital. Abu Dhabi, the capital of the United Arab Emirates, has allocated $150 million for the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. for advancing medical research and developing processes that will help ease children's pain during and after surgery. Work will also be done in the area of boosting the children's immunity to reduce the need for surgery, as well as other techniques to increase the precision of surgery.
United Arab Emirates Ambassador to the United States, Yusuf Al-Otaiba, said, "Our hope is that this gift will be transformative and lead to new medical technology and breakthroughs that improve healthcare for children around the world." This year's endowment is among several made previously to the United States, including one of a similar amount to help construct a cardiac and critical care facility at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Maryland. Our thankfulness, Abu Dhabi, and heaven bless your kind-hearted generosity to benefit our world's children. With such assistance as yours, many more are sure to be graced with vibrant health and vitality.
Swine flu continues to most severely afflict the young. Medical researchers report that approximately 79% of confirmed swine flu cases are in people under the age of 30, compared to 2% in people aged 60 or over. Such concerns are among the topics that will be discussed in the upcoming Western Pacific meeting of the World Health Organization, or WHO, where the focus will be on treating swine flu in developing nations, whose populations are more prone to infection due to poverty, crowded living conditions, and insufficient access to health care.
Across the globe, 8 students in one Western Ugandan school have been confirmed to have swine flu, bringing the total officially recorded cases to 24. While the confirmed cases in Macau, China, increased by 43, bringing the total to 2,348. Russia also reported her first swine flu death. Fatalities to date worldwide are surpassing 4,092. As swine flu continues to spread rapidly, with the infection rate too fast to realistically tally. Meanwhile, a Harvard Business School study in the U.S. found that around 66% of businesses would not be able to maintain normal operations if half their workers needed to be absent for a month to cope with the swine flu.
Our empathy for the pain of the loved ones who have suffered loss to this infectious disease. Our appreciation, World Health Organization, and all others working to secure public health, as we pray that everyone adopt the life-sparing and immune-boosting plant-based diet. Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Great vegetables and fruits.
First Lady Michelle Obama shares the benefits of fresh produce. In support of the launch of a new farmers market near the White House, United States First Lady Michelle Obama went shopping for fruits and veggies. Speaking to some 300 shoppers who gathered despite the drizzling rain to remark on the importance of healthy eating and her personal experiences in transitioning the diet of her family. The First Lady commended farmers markets for their healthier food options as well as being a place to get to know produce growers and find out more about how the food is grown. She said, "The kind of food that we put into our body gives us the energy to get through
pretty
the day.
Good. Well, I've learned that if it's fresh and grown locally, it's probably going to taste better. That's what I learned. And that's how I've been able to get my children to try different things, and in particular, fruits and vegetables. By making this small change in our family's diets and adding more fresh produce for my family, Barack, the girls, me, we all started to notice over a very short period of time that we felt much better and we had more energy, right? And so I wanted to share this little piece of experience that I had with the rest of the nation, a wider audience.
Thank you, First Lady Michelle Obama, for being a loving example of nourishing our families with fresh fruits and veggies. With worldwide support of local organic farmers and markets, a healthier and happier world is in store for all.
500,000 attend Cuban Peace Concert. On Sunday, over 500,000 people united at Havana's famous Revolution Square for the Peace Without Borders concert. Organized by the 17-time Grammy winner Colombian singer Juanes, the event was Cuba's largest open-air concert in 50 years and featured 14 stars from 6 different Spanish-speaking nations. The event was broadcast internationally, including in Miami, Florida, USA. Organizer Juanes said this concert is one little grain of sand more in the process of improving relations through art. It is a gesture of peace, a way of weaving bonds of union. We join the many audience members in a standing ovation to Juanes and all performers of this harmonious and hugely successful concert. May heaven bless the beautiful people of Cuba with prosperity and joyous freedom as such unifying events continue to grow.
Emmys award Mad Men and 30 Rock. U.S. television celebrities gathered in Los Angeles, California, USA, Sunday night for the Emmy Television Entertainment Awards. The series Mad Men, which sheds light on society through the view of a 1960s-era advertising agency, was awarded 3 Emmys, including Best Drama, and the show 30 Rock won 5 awards, including Best Comedy. Reality show The Amazing Race received a 7th consecutive Emmy. Miss Jessica Lange won Best Actress in the category for a miniseries or movie, while Glenn Close was honored as Best Actress in a drama. Bryan Cranston received the Best Actor Award for a dramatic series, and Alec Baldwin won Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, while Toni Collette was recognized with an Emmy for Best Actress in a Comedy Series. Bravo and our applause, awardees and all nominees. May your talented contributions continue bringing audiences many hours of touching drama and laughter.
Australian Greens Party leader wins Peace Prize. The Peace Organisation of Australia, or POA, a non-profit with a goal of world peace, has conferred Greens Party leader Senator Bob Brown with the honour of the award for his long-standing commitment to peace, non-violence and global justice. POA President Aaron Paul said, "Climate change threatens the peace and stability of all communities. It is appropriate, therefore, that this year's prize should be awarded to a person who has devoted his life to environmental causes. Senator Brown is a person of great determination and compassion, who through his leadership has inspired generations of Australians to preserve the only planet we have."
"That already 300,000 people a year are dying because of climate change on this planet. And we've seen the disasters in our own country this year, with 500 to 1,000 people dying in the heat wave. There is no hope for this planet unless we as a global community aim at a 40% reduction of greenhouse gases."
We join in respectful accolades, Your Excellency Senator Brown, for your noble work in preserving our planet and thus helping ensure real peace. May heaven bless your continued steps on behalf of our environment and society.
Photographic exhibition of what was happening.
Save Our Planet, Conference on Children's Health and a Sustainable Planet, hosted in South Korea. On Monday, September 21st, an international conference was held in Jeju Island, South Korea, to discuss two of the most important topics across social sectors, children's health and climate change. The unique event focused on the organic vegan diet as the answer to both cooling the planet and improving children's nutrition.
Organized by 49 non-governmental organizations or NGOs, the conference was attended by government dignitaries that included Jeju Governor Kim Tai-hwan and Mr. Yang Seong-eun, Superintendent of the Jeju Special Self-Governing Office of Education. It was also joined by multiple environmental and medical experts, as well as hundreds of educator, parent, youth, civil and religious group audience members. Invited as the honored guest was Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had kindly accepted the invitation to share her thoughts via video conference.
Eliminating meat and dairy and consuming only plant-based food is the biggest and most significant change anyone can make to address global warming. And it works, it really works, especially now that the scientists are saying that the methane and other gases from livestock raising are responsible for more than 60% of all global warming. So if we want to stop the top contributor of all global warming, then we have to stop meat production. It's very simple and logical and scientific. All the anxiety about global warming would fade because you would be assured of protection and would also be free of the dangerous hormones that are transmitted through meat eating for yourself and for your tender, fragile children.
We thank the organizers and participants of this successful meeting, as our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing her concern and valuable guidance. May all the world's children inherit a safe planet and healthy future through the life-sustaining organic vegan diet.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Arctic cooling trend suddenly reversed. Using a new data collection technique, scientists have been able to track actual temperature changes of a natural 21,000-year cycle in the Arctic. According to this cycle, the Arctic region has been receiving less energy from the sun during the summer for the past 8,000 years and will continue doing so for another 4,000. This translates to continually cooling temperatures.
However, U.S. scientists from the University of Arizona have found that the region began to warm starting in 1900, with the biggest rise, a 1.2 degree Celsius increase, occurring between 1999 and 2008. This warming trend has been accelerated by the further melting, as there is less snow and ice to reflect solar energy back into space, and Arctic temperatures are now known to be increasing at a rate that is twice as fast as the rest of the planet.
Our thanks, participating University of Arizona researchers, for this study, despite its alarming implications for our future. Let us act now in sustainable planet-cooling measures to stabilize the environment.
Acknowledging the potentially devastating consequences of this changing Arctic trend, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with our association members during an August 2008 video conference in Canada about how to best face the situation.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted, but as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegetarian diet, then we still can manage to save the world.
Save our planet. Meat-free Mondays coming to Brazil. On October 3rd and 4th, the Meat-Free Monday campaign will be inaugurated in Ibirapuera Park of Sao Paulo, Brazil. This initiative is being launched by the Brazilian Vegetarian Society in partnership with organizations that include Sao Paulo's Municipal Secretary of Green and Environment, Vegetarian Magazine, Greenpeace, and others. More information is available from the website www.svb.org.br/segundasemcarne. The event is intended to raise awareness of the benefits of the veg diet for nourishment, health, and the environment, while offering free classes on cooking scrumptious veg dishes. Among the many activities will be some especially for children. Hats off Brazilian Vegetarian Society and all Meat Free Monday organizers for bringing this valuable message to the public. With beneficial initiatives as yours, surely we will soon herald a world where all beings live in harmony with each other and the environment.
Save our planet. UN Ozone Treaty now unanimously ratified. With East Timor as the most recent signatory, the Montreal Protocol has become the first United Nations treaty signed by all 196 member states. This environmental pact seeks to protect the ozone layer and phase out harmful human-made chemicals that damage it. A big bravo, East Timor and all signatory nations, for your commitment to this noble cause. Through such concerted efforts, may balance be soon returned to the ozone layer and indeed our entire ecosphere.
Save our planet. Speaking at the Project Green Summit in Texas, USA, vegan American actress Daryl Hannah stated that being vegetarian is the most effective way to help the environment and curb global warming.
Save our planet. In an effort to address climate change, India announces plans to mandate fuel efficiency standards for its transport sector by 2011.
Hello, I'm Viuko the Vicuna, a vegetarian, with a tip on saving water. Did you know that many commercial car washes treat the wastewater before it gets discharged outside? Also, they recycle and reuse the rinse water. So cleaning your car at these automatic car washes can actually reduce the amount of water you use compared to doing the job at home. Check in your local area to see what is offered. Whatever you do, please save water. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the United Kingdom, Woodland Trust of the United Kingdom seeks to restore a hidden valley of rare forest to its native splendour, thus creating a space of tranquility and encouraging the return of wildlife. The conservation charity was recently gifted £100,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai. The donation was presented for its Kumanark project in Snowdonia National Park in North Wales, UK. Supreme Master Qinghai sent a letter of appreciation for the organisation's work.
Honourable Sirs, we wish to sincerely thank the Woodland Trust for its noble initiative in recreating and conserving the ancient Celtic rainforests of Cymru for the benefit and enjoyment of all. Your devoted efforts to protect and replenish these silent sentinels of wisdom and serenity will be appreciated and enjoyed for generations to come.
Representatives of the Woodland Trust conveyed their heartfelt thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for bringing closer to fruition their goal of raising the $1.43 million US dollars needed to acquire the land.
Thank you.
May I thank the Supreme Master Qinghai for her fantastic support and for some really very inspirational words.
Congratulations and thank you so much, Woodland Trust, for preserving our precious environment. our deep appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her devotion to safeguarding nature's magnificent treasures. May heaven continue to bless our world with abundant beauty. For more information on Woodland Trust, please visit www.woodlandtrust.org.uk.
In good governance news, smoke-free cars are advocated in New Zealand. A study of 1,376 smokers sponsored by the government's Health Research Council found that over 90% are in favor of a smoking ban for cars with children under school age. The group poll was from various cultural and socioeconomic groups, with the results published in the New Zealand Medical Journal. Lead author, senior research fellow at the Wellington School of Medicine and Health Sciences, University of Otago, Dr. George Thompson, supports legislation prohibiting smoking in cars. He said it is clear from earlier research by researchers at the University of Otago that the health risks for children in a smoke-filled car are significant because of this enclosed space in which this takes place. Our thankfulness, Health Research Council, Dr. George Thompson and colleagues, for this important study. May the world's children thrive in love and the purest of air. Up next on Noteworthy News, vegetarian restaurants are increasing in popularity in Buenos Aires, Argentina. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. More peace-filled news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, thoughtful news for an intelligent world. In veg news, more people opt for the animal-free diet in Argentina. According to Mr. Roberto Machano, the manager of Corner of the Flowers, the oldest vegetarian restaurant in Buenos Aires, plant-based dining is becoming more popular in the capital city. It's interesting to note that since veg restaurants don't require freezers, the cost of operating them is much less than others, while veg customers are increasing in number. Congratulations, citizens of Buenos Aires, for your wise choice of the earth-saving diet. May your whole country soon be a vegan paradise.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in all exes of Vietnamese by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, No Worries.
Có một người đi đường xa, bị kẻ trộm ăn cắp vali của mình. Bao nhiêu người cùng đi đường muốn đi bắt tên trộm trở lại để lấy cái vali lại cho anh chàng này. Anh chàng này không có để ý gì cả. Mất vali mà cũng không lo lắng gì, cứ vô quán ngồi. Ú trà, sao mấy người kia lấy làm lạ hỏi, anh mất cái vali như vậy, sao anh không lo lắng gì còn ngồi uống trà hả? Anh chàng nói, ôi, lo gì mà lo, cái vali đó hả, tôi đã khóa lại rất là cẩn thận, và cái chìa khóa tôi còn để trong túi đây. Tên trộm mà có lấy đi nữa, nó cũng đâu có chìa khóa đâu mà mở.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My name is Chinosu from Nigeria. I love your program so much. Please, I want to register with you to reach out to the world about global warming. I thank Supreme Master for spreading this divine information.
Caring Chinosu, thank you for your love and support. You may wish to contact our center in Nigeria at www.godsdirectcontact.org.tw/eng/cp for more information about local activities. As it is now the 11th hour, Earthlings need to be informed of the life-saving fact that a cruelty-free vegan diet can rescue our planet. Best wishes to you and with heaven's luminous light.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a special message for you. Noble Shinanso, you are welcome and thank also yourself for your lofty choice and intention. Be blessed. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It has been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May celestial harmony and love be with you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The month-long exhibit Persian Gardens is being held at Isfahan's Museum of Contemporary Arts in Iran, featuring 17 historically beautiful Persian garden landscapes.
A U.S. military outpost in Ecuador is closed as the last 15 troops depart to return home.
Coronary Health Improvement Program Heartland Health and Wellness Conference, or CHIP, in Indiana, USA, is helping people to improve their health and lose weight simply by adopting a vegan diet.
Pakistan's Minister for Minority Affairs, Shahbaz Bhatti, is lauded by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom for his work in revising Pakistani laws toward greater religious tolerance.
Officials at the Orange County Fair in California, USA, give Susan Asato 4 awards for her hand-cooked vegan creations that include vegan chili and vegan apple pie, which won in competition with non-vegan dishes.
To ensure the protection of children, Mayor of Seattle, USA, Greg Nickels, proposes a ban on guns in the city's parks and recreation facilities, such as playgrounds, swimming pools, community centers, and sports fields.
In the city of Rajkot, India, the Karuna Foundation, along with the Gujarat Veterinary College and Anand Agriculture University, organize a free health and dental checkup camp for dogs and cats.
Australian scientists find that by passing a liquid first through a wetlands area and then a limestone aquifer for purification, storm water can be transformed into drinking water.
The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta Group in Nigeria extends their ceasefire and amnesty talks with the government to promote peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.